Everybody, I've been so pumped to talk to my current guest because she has been thinking about some of the things that have been worrying me for, the last 20 years of being in public service, working on campaigns, caring about campaigns. Crying out loud, I used to be at Derry Haggerty's pub with my dad when I was about 12 years old, gathering signatures for Jim McCann when he was running for comptroller in the city of Milwaukee. Yes, that's dating me, everyone. Her name is Emily Chernak. She is the founder and executive director of New Politics, who's really looking to find new types of candidates, a different model to break the old, which was basically elitism, access, and tenure. That's how people would get tapped to run for office, and look at things like leadership skills, experience, a record of public service. Frankly, the best candidates, in my opinion, are often the candidates that don't ever think of themselves as candidates. Emily, thank you for the work that you're doing. When we talk about qualities or particular sorts of experiences, we've talked a bit about County Executive David Crowley, candidate for governor here in the state of Wisconsin. Who are a couple of other candidates that your organization, New Politics, have worked with that you think exemplify what we're talking about here?
Yes. Thanks, Maggie. I think, you know, some of our other candidates that we've helped elect, Abigail Spangberger, who we helped elect in 2018, who's ran for Congress, and she's now, fingers crossed, about to be governor of Virginia. I think she's really, you know, and I think Eugene Vindman, who became elected in actually Abigail's seat that she vacated when she ran for governor. And I think these type of, we say servant leaders, people who are about country first, you know, they always say, like, when I was in a mission or when I was doing my work, like, I didn't turn to the person to the left or right and say, are you Republican or a Democrat? Just want to check before we solve problems together, right? They just went and they solved problems. And so I think regardless of anything, these are country first, community first problem solvers that are really about how do we get things done. They have the courage to be straight talkers. They're not caught in like these rhetoric and talking points. They're not afraid to tell the truth. And they're really there to kind of fix things and work together to achieve a goal to make our country better. And their framing is what is in the best interest of our country. You know, that is how they first think about decision making. So imagine if like everyone in politics thought that way, we would have a very different country. And that's our goal at New Politics.
I really think you're on to something when you start with those who have a demonstrated commitment to public service, who didn't do it in the limelight, right? Who in many ways shied away from that because it shows you that what they did this for an incredibly altruistic reason. If you look at Ms. Spangberger, Mr. Vindman, Mr. Crowley, these are people that could have done many, many other things. And many of them did do other things before running. So to me, it gives me this certainty or this assurance, perhaps, that their heart and their head are in the right place. And because of that, when I listen to people like that talk about it, you can never dispute the genuineness of their care and concern. You can never dispute that they are trying to, again, not put their ambition as their first item of importance, but that their ambition is wholly secondary. All candidates have some ambition. That's what gets them going. Okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but that they really are leading with a service first mentality. And I think while Republicans have been perhaps better at developing pipeline, they have developed pipeline by ostensibly appealing to young conservatives from a selfish mentality. You can become powerful. You can have access. You can control what's happening if you get involved. It's this very individualistic viewpoint. And this feels, Emily, completely differently. I wanted you to speak directly to some of our listeners out there, Emily, and we'll come back to Mr. Crowley. But I wanted you to tell them, what should they be asking their party leadership about? Hey, how are you finding new candidates? Who should they be thinking about asking about? Like, you know, if you see somebody who's been around in an elected office, what are good questions to be asking party leaders at your county level, at the state level, to help encourage this sort of a better selection of candidates, candidly?
I think it's just asking, how do you think about leadership? How are you recruiting candidates? What are you vetting them on? How are you picking who you think should be the best candidate in this race. I mean, I think just starting to unpack and talk about what is the process that party leaders are using to recruit people to run, I think is really helpful. The more transparent we can be, I think the better. And the more honest people can be. They might say, look, I don't actually know how to recruit people, but I'm put in this job and I don't know what I'm doing. That's helpful to say because we can get them support, right? So I just think being honest and open and asking direct questions about recruitment is really important instead of assuming that something is happening.
I also think I'll go this bridge or cross this bridge with you. Ask them, how do you talk to long tenured elected officials about their succession planning? Just ask them the question. If you know a long standing elected official, ask them, how do you know when it's time to go? How is your mind working on that? And don't let them get away with like the talking point answer. Oh, I'm just loving serving. Like, hey, sometimes we just need to pass the baton because new blood is good and it gives people, other people, experience and access and opportunity. Folks, if you know someone who might be a great candidate, Emily, who should they reach out to you? How do they suggest someone if they think somebody might be a great candidate that fits this rubric that you're describing?
Yeah, I mean, I would go to our website, newpolitics.org. You could fill out a form and you can recommend people. And either way, just send us information. We are happy to talk to anybody and convince them to run.
Folks, again, that is newpolitics.org. We've spent a half an hour and we will spend more time with you, Emily, I guarantee, because this topic, this challenge is not going anywhere. Democrats, centrists, independents, and good faith Republicans deserve to see the highest quality service-minded candidates out there. I'm sick of the egomaniacs. I don't know about you. Thank you, Emily Cherniak.
Thanks the founder, for having me, Maggie.
Yeah, the executive director of New Politics. When I come back, I'm going to be talking with former head of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Maybe I'll ask him a couple questions about this. And former Representative Scott Klug, a Democrat and a Republican. They're with the Democracy Defense Project talking about how to ensure that we've got full participation in our elections. Maybe we'll get into this candidate chat a bit more too. So keep it locked, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.